Hello?
Good evening, I'm calling from Opinion Research, a national polling firm. We are conducting a survey about important issues based in Oregon and your community, and we'd like to get your opinions. First of all, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you. And are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Oregon?
Yes.
I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general election for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote? Probably, are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Probably vote.
And what is your age? Just to make sure we speak to all ages.
59.
Thank you. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race or ethnicity?
White.
And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, an independent, or something else?
Democrat.
And how, would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not very strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
And now, I'm going to read you a short list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want their member of Congress must focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue is for you to have them focus on. You said 10 if it's the most important, 5 if it's somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. And you can use any number between 0 and 10, okay? The first issue, securing the southern border. From 0 to 10, how important?
0.
Protecting abortion rights from 0 to 10.
10.
Funding for drug and substance abuse program.
7.
Reducing crime. How important from 0 to 10.
7.
Tackling climate change.
6.
And the last three, lowering taxes.
6. We just got a.
Creating more affordable housing from 0 to 10?
7.
And creating more jobs and raising wages?
6.
Thank you. We're almost done with the survey. We're 45% now. Thank you so much for your time. I'd like to read your feelings towards some people in the organization using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. The first one, Joe Biden. From 0 to 100, how would you rate Joe Biden?
75.
Janelle Bynum. From 0 to 100?
I don't know that person.
Never heard of, okay? MAGA Republicans, in general, from 0 to 100?
0.
Lori Chavez Derrimer, from 0 to 100?
I don't know who that is.
J.D. Benz, do you recognize the name? J.D. Benz?
No, I don't, nope.
Okay, Donald Trump, from 0 to 100?
0.
Democrats in Congress?
80.
Kamala Harris, from 0 to 100?
60.
Ron Wyden, from 0 to 100?
75.
And Republicans in Congress, from 0 to 100?
10.
10, okay. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today, will you vote for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., independent Cornel West, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or Democrat Kamala Harris?
Democrat.
And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for Congress were held today, will you vote for Republican Lori Chavez Derrimer or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
Democrat.
And even though you are not supporting Lori Chavez Derrimer now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Chavez Derrimer? A small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all that you might support her?
If she's a Republican, 0 chance.
No chance at all, okay? And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? Do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Approve.
Just somewhat, or strongly approve?
Yeah. Strongly.
Strongly, okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Lori Chavez de Remir is handling her job as your member of Congress? Strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
No opinion whatsoever. Just don't like the Republican Party in general.
Okay. And now we're 75%. Again, thank you for your kindness to help us. I want to read you a little bit more information about your two candidates running for Congress. In this case, Lori Chavez de Remir and Janelle Bynum. The first one is Lori Chavez de Remir. As mayor of Happy Valley, Lori Chavez de Remir led Oregon's fastest-growing community, making it more business-friendly, offering more affordable housing for families, and creating a safe place to build a career and raise a family. In Congress,
yeah, Happy Valley's turning into Portland, so no, I'm done. Thanks, bye.
Bye-bye.